I'm Gene Marano with Brent Stevens. Cold War, Poland, 1949. A musician recruits a mountain girl singer for a propagandist entertainment group. Touring the Iron Curtain, they fall in love. Sort of some tragic overtones in this, considering it's, you know, right after war-torn Poland after World War II.
Yeah, I think it's hard to imagine how bleak Poland was after the war. They lost 6 million people, 3 million Jews, 3 million other people, and the per capita highest losses in Europe. And, of course, so much of the war was fought in Poland, with Germany coming in one side and Russia coming in on the other.
You sort of call this a love story with a side of history, sort of like Out of Africa or Sophie's Choice or Reds, which I love. A chaotic backdrop bridges that political and private divide. You know, these people are in a tough situation.
Yeah, I always like love stories that sort of bridge, like you said, bridge that political and private divide, because the political problems, of course, mirror their problems in their relationship. In fact, oftentimes they are the source of the strife. And also, too, it kind of does this sort of great thing where you're transported both either in time and space. And so you enjoy it. It's almost like also a love story and a travelogue.
It's interesting, the director of the film, his grandmother was a Polish Jew who died at Auschwitz. So this film is sort of personal, no doubt, for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of an interesting fact. In Poland, the reason it has had such a high Jewish population was that during the Black Death, the king of Poland fell in love with a Jewish woman and offered refuge for all the Jews that were being persecuted by the Christians as being blamed for the Black Death.
A ja chłopca chaps za szyję, będę kochać póki żyję, będę kochać póki żyję.
Black and white subtitle, almost film noir lighting. A different type of aspect ratio. Should people give it a try?
Absolutely. This is a date film, a tough date film, but like you said, but it also just won the American Cinematographers Association highest award. So it's a beautiful film, even though it's black and white. You got to deal with some subtitles, all those things, but well worth the journey.